here addressing Arizona homeowners' questions and inquiries about home maintenance, repair, and remodeling. I have to say I was humbled and flattered while dining at a restaurant this week. Someone tapped me on the shoulder and asked me, was I Rosie Romero? And I said, who's asking? Why do you want to know? They said, you know what? I've been listening to your show since you started. He didn't look old enough to be that to have listened, but he said, since I started, he said, you are Arizona homeowners' security blanket. I thought, whoa, no one's ever said that before, but I appreciate it. And we try hard to provide that level of protection.
Let's bring Paul into the conversation, see how we can help him on this Saturday morning, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Had a question. I got a 3,200 square foot house. I was original owner slash builder and had synthetic stucco put on me outside as the finish. And it's about 15 years old, 16 years old, and I was getting some cracks and actually some leakage on a parapet wall. And so I had some quotes, and basically everybody that came out said I needed to rewrap the house, the whole house, because it was synthetic and getting everything to match. So I went with one of the contractors who was licensed, and this started about 6 weeks ago. He sent over some guys and put up some scaffolding, and they did about, two guys did about a day and a half worth of work on the house and haven't been back since. Oh. And I got scaffolding along my backyard, my side yard. I got plastic wrap stuff that's all been blown all over in my pool, and it's a mess. And every time I call him, yeah, we're going to get out there. We'll be out there Tuesday. Tuesday's his favorite day. And nobody shows.
Now, I just, before we go on, before we answer the question, I just want to make it clear to every Arizona homeowner, this was a non-Rosie certified contractor, right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Correct. All right.
This and, is, I'll, full disclosure, it was a Craigslist fine.
A Craigslist fine?
Okay. Good old Craigslist.
Yeah. And okay. Looking... Jennifer got the company that you hired. We won't say the names. We're not here to badmouth anybody.
Right.
That name doesn't exist on the Register of Contractors website. So the first thing I would do is get the license number. Every contractor should have a six-digit number. Go to azroc.gov and type that in and find out what company name comes up with that license number. Now, the good news is...
By law, the number has to be on his truck signage.
Anywhere his logo
yard
is.
Signage, contracts, and business cards. So you don't have to call him and get his license number. If he's operating legally, you should have some piece of paperwork that license number already.
So that's the first thing we want to do is just verify the company. And if they are licensed with the Register of Contractors, you can put it in writing, you know, your intent to file if this isn't taken care of or put on a schedule. Now, the good news is there's scaffolding on your site. There's equipment on your site. You know, he's not going to want to just walk away and take that loss on equipment unless he's just that poor of a business and financial manager of his company. So at least you've got a little equity, leverage.
Little leverage. Put that notice in writing. Get it out to him. Deliver it certified mail. Verify the license number, and if we've taken that name that you gave us off air, John, and I'm sorry, Paul, and run it through the registrar's website. There are several companies with names close to that that all have suspended, expired, or suspended licenses. So get there now, run the number, and then we'll go from there. Appreciate the call. Sorry you're having to deal with that kind of frustration. That kind of goes back to the gentleman that tapped me on the shoulder at the restaurant. Rosie, you're every Arizona homeowner's security blanket. We try and run a referral service for contractor services that would keep this from happening by not allowing people that treat their customers like this to get into the network in the first place. So, Paul, I'm not going to say it. You already know it. I am going to say it. Had he been Roth certified, I could solve the problem in about 10 minutes for you. But no Roth certified partner is going to treat you like that.
We're not a government agency, so if the contractor is not somebody that's been through our screening process,
signed our agreement,
and signed a code of ethics and a complaint resolution policy, we don't have any kind of a authority over fixing issues. So, but we screen hard enough so that we don't have issues, so that we don't ever have to use or get out the complaint resolution policy to utilize it. But it's there as a backup should we ever need it.
And Romy's absolutely right. As opposed to chasing him down with aggravated phone calls, put it in writing, date stamp it, and deliver it certified mail. It just seems to generally get their attention a little bit better.